بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the chapter on the prohibition of fasting before Ramadan. That is after the 15th of Shaban. Except for the one who also fasts before it, or he coincides with his habit of fasting on Mondays and Thursdays. So, after the 15th of Shaban, we are not recommended to keep roza so that we may gain strength to keep the fast of Ramadan the entire month. However, there are those who keep fast on a Monday and Thursday, for example, or 13, 14, 15. So those who are in habit of keeping fast on a Monday and Thursday, so even after the 15th of Shaban, there is no problem if they keep fast. Of course, the person who fasts after the 15th of Shaban, it is not haram. But Shariat also encourages us to have some rest before the month of Ramadan, so that we are able to keep the month of Ramadan fast properly. Otherwise, sometimes the person is fasting right till the month of Ramadan, he becomes weak, and then is unable to keep that which is fard and compulsory, that is the fast of month of Ramadan. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يتقدمن أحدكم رمضان بالصوم يوم أو يومين إلا أن يكون رجل كان يصوم صومه فليصوم ذلك اليوم متفقون عليه. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none of you should fast 1 or 2 days before Ramadan, except a person who normally fasts on such a day, then he may fast on that day. وعن ابن عباس radiallahu anhu ma qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا تصوموا قبل رمضان, صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته فإن حالت دونه غيايا فَأَكْمِلُوا 30 يَوْمًا رَوَهُ التِّلْمِذِي وَقَالَ حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, do not fast before Ramadan, commence the fast of Ramadan with the sighting of the new moon, and end the fast with the sighting of the new moon, that is the moon of Shawwal. If clouds conceal its sighting, then complete 30 days. So we did this last week, that a person has to look for the moon. Muslims have to search for the moon on the 29th of Shaban and Ramadan, so that they commence and end their fast on the correct days. So one is not encouraged to fast 1 or 2 days before Ramadan. One of the reasons is that outwardly it seems that one is adding fast to the month of Ramadan. So Ramadan is separate. Like how we have fard namaz, it's separate from the sunnah and nafil. It is quite distinctive. Like that, fast of Ramadan is special. Therefore, Sharia says, don't keep 1 or 2 days fast before Ramadan, so that it does not look as though you were added 1 or 2 fasts before the month of Ramadan and making it part of Ramadan. And also I explained that a person needs to gain some strength, and Sharia does not want us to become excessive or go through excesses. And every juncture we are taught to follow that which is moderate. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا بقي نصف من شعبان فلا تصوموا رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when half the month of Shaban remains, then do not fast. So again, the same hadith, the same similar thing is that so that it could cause some physical weakness, and then it will prohibit the person from observing the month of Ramadan, which is fard, compulsory. وعن أبي اليقظان عامر بن ياسر رضي الله عنه قال من صام اليوم الذي يشك فيه فقد عصى أبو القاسم صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. حضرت عمار بن ياسر رضي الله عنه says that one who fasts on the day in which there is a doubt that he has disobeyed Nabi Karim صلى الله عليه وسلم, he has disobeyed أبو القاسم صلى الله عليه وسلم, the day in which there is a doubt, that is the 30th of Shaban, because it is possible that Ramadan may have commenced. So the important thing here is, as long as the moon is not sighted, or there is no reliable confirmation, witnesses, heaven witness, nobody has witnessed, there is no confirmation from reliable sources. And here in Alhamdulillah, our country, we have sighting of the moon, etc., and then it is announced. But in those areas where there is no reliable sighting, witness, whatever it is, then it is makruh to keep any fard or nafil fast on this day. Because a person not doubting, could be Ramadan, or could still be Shaban. However, a person who is in the habit of fasting on that day is allowed to do so. For example, the person who is keeping Monday and Thursday or every alternate day, then he can keep fast on that day. So on the day of Shak, a person should refrain from fasting. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wah. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Bihamdi. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah.